You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Some Wanaka supermarkets decided to keep their doors open during Easter weekend despite it being illegal, apparently. New World Wanaka and New World Three Parks traded as usual on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. The maximum fine for breaking the Shop Trading Act is it's only $1,000. Wanaka Business Chamber General Manager Glenn Peat joins me now, and a very happy Easter to you, Glenn. Hope you've had a lovely holiday so far.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks, Roman. Same to you.
Yeah, thank you. Why did these shops choose to go against the law?
Well, I guess you could say in terms of that fine, they would definitely be looking at it from a business sense and going, well, it makes more sense to stay open. It's not that they're trying to be greedy. It's more the fact that they're trying to serve the community. We've got tens of thousands of additional people coming to the Wanaka region, because it's not just Wanaka, it includes Hawea, Cadrona and all the different surrounds, as well as in Queenstown too. And so therefore what they're trying to do is make sure that they're able to service their community and be seen as an essential service. You remember during COVID, supermarkets were seen as essential, but
you're not trying to compare Easter to COVID, are you, Glenn? Really?
No, I'm not trying to compare it. It's just more that the fact that, you know, that there are times where people need to go to the supermarket and get what they need. You've got to remember that there are a lot of travellers coming in on a Friday for the event and not necessarily prepared. They may not have planned ahead. So it's a balance. I guess you've got to look at it two different ways. There's certainly the other aspect of it being that, you know, it does give the opportunity for family and friends to have time off together.
All right. So Glenn, it sounds to me as though you're fully in support of them breaking the law. Is that right?
No, that's not true. It's got to be in balance, because it is breaking the law, and you just have to look at it from the perspective of what the community may need at that particular time. Because it is breaking the law, as we both pointed out, so that we need to make sure that that is taken into context, what is going on. But at the same time, it's a difficult one, because you know, you've got a lot of people in town during that period. Yes, there's obviously economic opportunity there, but at the same time, the laws are there for a reason.
All right. So they're not. You talk about essentials, and you talk about being open and being there for the community. I put it to you, they're not just selling sanitary items and sticking plasters. They're selling everything that's on the shelves, aren't they? Were they selling alcohol as well?
No, they weren't selling everything on the shelves. Alcohol was all closed off in both supermarkets. So they were abiding by that aspect of the trading laws.
All right, so what about those people who, we talk about people loving a long weekend, people still work in supermarkets, what about those people who don't really have a choice, but the contract will say essential hours as deemed important by us and therefore we require you to work, what about them?
Yeah, and that's a good point. I guess that could be traced across a number of different aspects, meaning you could look at other public holidays. On this particular instance, yes, there is an opportunity there, but I'd like to think that that the business owners structure their roster, so therefore not everybody is working on those particular days. So therefore, there's definitely an argument, and that's probably why those laws were made. But I would draw attention to the fact that Queenstown does have an exemption for this, and times have changed now. You know, 6 years ago was the last time we had massive influx of tourism coming into our region, and it could be time that these laws need to be looked at. Yeah. That doesn't mean that it's okay for people to open and break the law, but there's definitely an opportunity there for that to be explored further.
Oh, Glenn, thank you so much for your time this morning. Glenn Peat, the Wanaka Business Chamber General Manager, speaking about Wanaka and its flouting of the laws when it comes to the supermarkets.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.